Juno Afternoon made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. Welcome back to a Juno Afternoon. I'm Andy Klein, your host for this Friday. And next, we're going to be talking to folks from Guardian Flight Alaska. There's an open house happening tomorrow from noon to 4. And we have Dajin, Ted, and Jessica here, all from Guardian Flight Alaska. Thanks for coming in. Folks.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so first and foremost, let's just talk a little bit about your service, Guardian Flight Alaska, for people who aren't familiar with it. I think maybe we all sort of are. It's probably touched all of our lives in one way or another at some point. But maybe whoever wants to maybe take it. Ted, you want to take that? Like, what's the service itself?
Yeah. So Guardian Flight Alaska, we serve Southeast Alaska. We serve actually all of Alaska. But in Southeast, it's really important because – you know, if you're living in a remote village, you're in Sitka, you're in Ketchikan, it's not easy to get the definitive care that you need in those locations. They do a great job with primary care, emergency care, things like that. But if you need specialty services, oftentimes you have to go to Anchorage or Seattle. And if you're sick or unstable, the best way to get you there is not putting you on an Alaska jet, but sending you with us.
Yeah.
And that's what we're here to do, is take care of Alaskans.
Do you guys have a most common thing that seems to be what happens? You know, is it accidents, injuries,
a lot of illness.
Just illness.
A lot of illness.
Yeah.
You know, you have the trauma that's interspersed in there, but
a lot of the emergency rooms can sort of handle that immediate trauma, though, right?
That's
yeah,
right.
Right.
That's right. They
right.
can. But, you know, people have heart attacks, people have strokes, high blood pressure, diabetes, all of those things, if they aren't managed appropriately, can get to a point where you have to get seen somewhere else outside of Southeast Alaska.
Right. Well, Dajin, you're a nurse and you work on board. What are some of the sort of special challenges of being a nurse on board a plane and all that? I mean, it's got to be the same thing as any, ER room, but you're aboard a
correct.
Plane, right? Yeah.
Very similar to we have a full pretty much ICU ER capabilities within the back of our plane, but it is in a very small confined space with just you and your partner up in the air managing anything and everything. And you never know what will happen. So we're always prepared for anything with tons of plans and able to give any kind of care that's needed anywhere in Southeast or in Alaska and take you to where you need to go.
It's a one patient at a time thing, right?
Correct. Usually, yes.
Yeah, just must seem like are there things that you wouldn't think about that I wouldn't think about as a layman that are the difficulties of doing that rather than doing it in like an ER, or is it just kind of the same thing? You're just you just kind of zone out where you are and you know what tools you have available and you just take care of the patient,
I guess. It's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
When you start into this business, there's a lot of differences that you find. But as you get going and you've been doing it for a couple of years, you kind of get used to working in your small little room, kind of like an ICU room when you're a nurse
right.
on the floor. You have your room and you have all your supplies in there. Same thing. In
yeah.
the plane, we have all of our supplies. I have everything we need.
Yeah. Well, Jessica, I mean, guess people will get a chance to see some of that work environment tomorrow, right? That's kind of the point of the open house.
Yeah. So yeah. tomorrow we're opening up our hangar and our aircraft for people to come and take a look, see exactly what goes into a medevac, see the layout of the inside of the jet, get to sit in the cockpit, meet with our crew, meet with our pilots. We love answering questions in non-emergent situations.
Yeah. What kind of jet is it? And how does it classed or what size is it?
So it's a Bombardier Learjet 45. And essentially, it is a fast, efficient, and quiet jet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've seen it fly around. Every now and then you see it, you notice a different kind of aircraft coming out of the airport. And you're like, oh, that must be one of the Guardian,
the
Guardian jet going. Yeah, right.
Yeah, we're lucky to have our logo also on the side of the engines and also on the side of the aircraft. So if you guys see us up in the sky, you'll definitely be able to identify us.
Yeah. What are some of the other features of I know people will be able to see the actual airplane itself. What are some of the other things going to be happening tomorrow?
Yeah, so we kind of wanted to open up our hangar just to kind of showcase a little of the stuff that we might be doing on an everyday basis. So we're going to have a couple of medical demonstration tables for our crews to kind of just show people, one, some basic life support stuff, but two, just also showcase some of the stuff that they work with on a daily basis. We're able to partner with the Capital City Fire Airport to bring out their ARF truck, which is really awesome. They might also
What's the
bring
ARF? What is that?
So the ARF truck.
I hope there's a dog on board. Come on.
No, there's not.
No.
No dog.
No
dog.
No.
Unfortunate.
So the ARF truck is their aircraft rescue firefighting vehicle. So it's able to push out water through its system and to be able to put out fires via on an aircraft. Mainly.
Oh, I
so
see.
A sourced truck. So right. It's actually, it'll be really cool. On the outside of our hangar, we'll have two King Airs staged. So our King Air 200s is another aircraft that we use on a daily basis to do medical transports. Those two aircrafts will be in service tomorrow. So we might see a medevac being dispatched and they will just be kind of hanging on the outside of the ramp.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Well, so, you know, there's an interesting thing about the flight services in general. I think that especially people that are new to town, they may not realize that these are services that are probably pretty important to look into, at least to understand if you have full coverage, right? I mean, is that correct?
That's absolutely right. All three services here in town, Guardian Flight Alaska and the other two, we all offer a membership of some sort. And if you do have to be transported by us or one of the other services, that's something that you should have to protect yourself and your family from any financial hardships.
Yeah. Well, anything else that people should know about whether about going tomorrow or who should come? Or I'm sure everyone's invited, right?
Everyone's invited. It
sounds
free.
Like it'll be really fun for kids to go be able to check out our jet and that sort of stuff.
So
too.
It's fun for all ages, right? There's some basic things that we're going to be doing medical demonstration wise that anybody should know, especially if they're hiking or they're hunting or fishing. Whether it's how to place a tourniquet through a stop the bleed course, we'll just have a quick demonstration. Of course, you know, some CPR. Little demonstrations as well, but yeah, all family.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah. We'll have a great open house. Thanks for all the service that you guys give to everyone here who needs it in Alaska. It's obviously it's a difficult job, also a dangerous job. So we appreciate you guys serving us.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, and there's food. Just please come and eat the food. Yes,
that's the most important
Everybody
thing.
Loves food.
We
right?
left out the
Free
food.
I'll be grilling hot dogs and hamburgers.
Well, there you go. Ted's at the grill. All right. Put them to good use.
Will.
All right. Well, thanks everyone. Again, it's a Guardian Flight Alaska. And it's the Guardian Open House and Barbecue. It's tomorrow, noon to 4 p.m. Food, fun, education, and checking out jets and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, who doesn't like airplanes?
Yeah, right? Everyone wants to check it out. All right. Thanks, you guys. Appreciate it. Coming up next, here's Bird Note.